Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so super excited. Welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO podcast show. We got an amazing guest today, Miss Natasha Miller, the medical mompreneur. I'm so super excited about you all hearing about her journey as a woman Christian CEO, as a mom, as a woman who has built her own business helping women launch their medical billing business and medical coding. And we're going to learn more about that in a few minutes. Before we do that, I just want to chime in, everyone, and just let you know what we've been up to here at the Woman Christian CEO. We got so many great things going. You know, in the wake of a pandemic in a business, you're always evolving. You're trying to find how to continue to serve your clients at the highest level. So guys, stay tuned because we got a lot of great things happening for us. One thing I want to put out there really quick, set your calendars for November the 7th. We are having our first time ever. We're going to be doing a virtual business summit and book release. And of course, we did that due to shifting in the climate that we live in, obviously, in the season that we're in. We are moving to virtual for right now. So you guys stay tuned, and we're really going to be sharing more on how you could be a part of that. But enough of all of that. I want to hear from my friend, Miss Natasha Miller. Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you. Thank you, Shea. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here in this conversation with you on this week.
I'm excited too, my sister. You know, we met each other, I believe, about probably four years now, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. So I think so. It's been about, yes.
Mm-hmm. Close to that, I know for sure. Yes. And we've been connected ever since. And it's been a blessing knowing you and watching you've already been in business, already growing, and you just took it to the next level. So yes. I'm excited. So tell me a little bit more about your business.
Yeah. So first I want to say thank you again for having me here on your podcast. I'm so excited to just share with everyone. And then I want to thank you, Shea, because you were my first coach. So you're the one that stretched me, pushed me, right? Was able to triple my income in the beginning. Yeah. So just all of that coaching has been just really great. And then we have an awesome friendship. But a little bit about myself and my business. I am Natasha C. Miller, also known as the medical mompreneur. And I am the founder and CEO of NCM Healthcare. And one of our main responsibilities is to help women and moms, is who we focus on, to help them to become certified as a professional coder and or as a professional biller. And we help them to get certified, get that training, which allows them to be able to make income, be able to work from home, be able to have that flexibility with their children, right? I mean, it just opens up so many doors for women and moms. And we've been doing it now for 7 years, and it's been a journey. And every year I learn something new. We learn something new, but yes, we've been in here just keeping it going. We also do consulting services for small and mid-sized practices where we help them with their documentation, coding, audits, training, anything like that. We're there to help assist them with that. So
Natasha, that is so awesome. But you know what I really heard is that you are positioning and coaching and teaching women how to really start their own business and a lucrative business. Yes. Medical billing, coding, medical billing and coding.
Right.
I put it all
medical
together.
Billing and coding. Yes. And they have the option. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, they have the option to take them both together, or if they want to just do coding, they can do that, or billing. Right now, our clients, they're really just wanting the coding. And so we're listening to what they want, and that's what we're giving them, because we know that they want to go out into this market field and be able to get that employment if they want to start their own business. And they may already be working in the industry, but they're looking to get that certification. And so that's what we're doing, really helping them in that area.
I love it because, you know, especially in the time that we're living in, right? Having your own skill that you can take almost anywhere. As a medical coder, I mean, a hospital obviously is not going anywhere. And so to have that skill that will position you to go to the, in a career in the medical industry, you're in a perfect place to serve women in helping them do that and take control of their future. And I just think that is awesome.
Thank you.
You want to start your business? What made you want to go to that direction?
So I'm all about a legacy, leaving a legacy for my family and my children. And that has been like the number one reason why I wanted to start my own business. Another reason was to have that flexibility. So I not only teach and share about it, but I walk that talk too, right? So I work from home. I have the flexibility with my children. I have right now a son that's a senior in high school, all the way down to a three-year-old, right? So I have given birth to four. Yes, Miss Nima, given birth to four. I have a bonus daughter. She's grown. I have a grandson. I'm a new Gigi. And so it's really important for me. We knew in our family dynamics, we wanted someone available to be there with the children, but also as a woman, right, I want to make sure that I have my independence and I'm making money because I like to make money.
Come on.
And contribute and help contribute to my family and my household. And so this career, this industry has allowed me to do that. I did work out in corporate America before, but while working in corporate America, you know, I started my business. I got the training I needed. And from there, I transitioned on to just doing my business full time. And that's what I'm doing.
You know what, I when you was sharing your dynamics of a family, you know, from your senior to Miss Nima, 3 years old, and then you have your grandson, and it allows you, your career, your field allows you to have control, to be, you know, there for your family, be more flexible for your family. To, so ladies who's listening into this podcast, and you trying to find a career or a business that fits where you want to go, this is an amazing opportunity, especially if you're already in the medical industry.
Yes, definitely. Ms.
In a few moments, we'll share how to get more, you know, how to get in contact with her. So I love the fact, though, that you're really serving women, though. And that's especially, as I said before, in the time that we're living in, so many people are losing jobs and they're waiting on unemployment. But with this particular field, you can shift and go anywhere with your career and still have income coming in to take care of your family.
Yes.
So you kind of already shared this, but how does your business serve others?
Yes, great question. So my business serves others by a few ways. It's helping them go from the unemployment to employment, right? It's helping them go from the no skill set to having a skill set, no certification to having that certification, right? It's allowing them to be able to increase their salary or income, allowing them to be able to work from home. So, and that's what I'm about. I am really about serving and helping others. We have what we have group office hours once a week where they come into our course room through Zoom, and I'm here to able answer their questions. Not only do they learn medical coding, but I'm also showing them, teaching them how to pass a panel interview, right? What to put on their resume, what the employers are looking for. So I'm giving them that hands-on training along with their learning the practical of going through the medical coding and all of that.
Natasha, that's so good. And guess what else? You know what else I hear? This is part of your purpose.
Yes.
Right? This is your God-given purpose. This is the season that you're in.
Yes.
To empowering other women to take control of their future, financially.
Yes.
And with their family. So I want to ask you this. Now, when you think about purpose, did you see yourself doing this? Like, how did you see yourself in this industry?
Right. I actually didn't. A little bit about me. I always wanted to be a nurse, right? So I started out taking those prerequisites at Sacramento City College, CRC, ARC, became a CNA through American River College. And as going through that, working behind the scenes, I started doing some billing assistant. I realized, you know, I like the behind the scenes. And that's where I really transitioned and I got focused, right? Having that focus and clarity and went on for my bachelor's. But in this career set, you do not need a degree. And that's one thing that I like to really clarify and push. You don't need a degree. All you need is your certification. Go through a program such as myself, an accredited program. We are licensed by the AAPC, which is one of the organizations you sit for to become certified. Right. And get your certification. You can go from not being certified in 4 months to in 4 months being certified, because our program is a 16-week, four-month program. But yeah, so I never saw myself really doing this. I thought, you know, growing up, I would have been working more on with patients. But as I learned and found out what my calling was and what my gifts are, I found that I have a gift of teaching and training. And so I do love what I do. I love to help and assist, and it takes, you know, I just love it. So yeah, it's just, it's just kind of worked out. God showed me, and I've been able to continue to just excel and accelerate and help others. And I'm all about bringing someone else, mentoring, and along the way. It's not just about me, but it's making sure that others are able to be successful as well.
I love it. And listen, those who listen to the podcast, you're probably thinking, how do I evolve? What is my purpose? And you're thinking you're in one area. And here is an opportunity. That's what I hear. I hear an opportunity to shift, to take control of your future and do something that is really going to just not serve your family, but to walk in your gifts and walk in your purpose. And medical billing coding is just absolutely one of them.
Yes.
Into doing that. And so that's what I hear as well, is serving your community and tribe and helping women move forward.
Yes. So
tell me, what was one of the hardest lessons you had to learn in building this business, or business period?
In business period, let's see. A hard lesson for me has been sometimes not following my gut, right? You get that inside gut feeling, don't go that way, something's not right. You may not wanna do that, right? So rushing and just, you know, making decisions without really seeking God and asking him, is this really, you know, a way that I should go? I've learned that, you know, that has caused me a little bit of heartache and some things in my business, but you know, everything you learn from it, right? So I've learned, okay, I'm not going to do that again. And so,
yeah,
that's really been some things for me.
Right. So what I heard you say is that, rushing into things, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not listening to your gut. You know when you know something's like, this ain't right.
Right.
Something's off with this situation.
Right.
Well, you're like, well, maybe I can just, you know, figure it out as I go, right?
Right.
Yes, and you're right. They're learning lessons.
Yes.
And I don't like to call them mistakes.
Right.
I like to call them, like you just said, they're learning lessons that you had to experience to help others not to make that mistake.
Right, definitely.
Encourage people. You know what? You may want to research a little bit more, get a little bit more prayer around that before you make that choice.
Bad choice, right.
You know, that, before you make that decision. That's about, and that's what coaching is, right? We get to coach and help people. And if we didn't experience these hard lessons, then we wouldn't be able to support and coach them through their process, right?
That's right. That's so
and,
true.
So yeah, that's a very, I had a lot of those.
Yeah.
You would think I learned, right? But no, I just kept doing it.
Right.
But anyway, thank God for those lessons that we can grow from.
Grow from them, yes.
Absolutely. So what is the greatest reward have you seen so far in your journey as an entrepreneur?
I have so many, but one of the ones that comes to me is the testimonials that I receive from my clients, my students.
Yeah.
Just how they've been able to pass their certifications. They're now working from home. I have women all throughout Northern California, the United States, not just California. Right. And they email me back. They call me and say, thank you so much. I'm now working from home in this position, making this amount of money, you know, almost close to six figures, if not more. And that's just like been a reward for me, because I know that in my service and helping them and giving them all that I know to give them and pouring out to them, their lives have been changed forever.
Yes.
They're able to now, I have some moms that are now able to buy a house. They're able to take and travel when they were able to travel before this pandemic. Right. I mean, they send me pictures of just how their family is expanded and just it's just like, oh my goodness, to know that I've been able to help them and be and been a part of that for them, yeah. That's been a really reward for me. Yeah.
You know what? Everybody I've spoken to, they share the same. When we see our clients win, mm-hmm. that brings us joy, right?
Yes.
And it brings
yes.
confirmation. I know this is the right place I'm supposed to be.
Right. And that's true.
Others. And so, and the thing is, if you are in business and you don't get joy working with your clients or hearing their wins, then you may not need to be in business.
Right.
But you know, when you hear that's your greatest reward, it's always about the other people and the clients that you're working with. It gives you that, I know for me, it gives you that stamina or that, you know what, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep
yes.
growing, and I'm going to keep making it better and, you know, keep evolving it, because people are getting the results by them investing in themselves, right? Through the
yes.
services.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Doing the work.
Right.
Stuff is free.
Doing the work, yes.
Doing the work so they yes. can see the results.
See so the they results can see the results. That's
that
so true.
See,
that is so true. Yes.
So what yes. advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur who just getting started?
Oh, great question. So some advice I would give them, to know that you're just getting started or looking to get started, you're going to evolve, right? The way you start now is not going to be the way it's going to be a year from now, or even like for myself, 7 years from now. So give yourself time to grow and learn, right? I will also give them the advice of knowing that it will get better, right? It's not going to always be hard and challenging. And another good advice I would give them is to invest. It's important to invest into a coach. And then also, if you could have a mentor, but invest early on in your business and being an entrepreneur, because then that can really help set up, lay those foundations, have that structure in place, right?
Yes.
Because that's going to really help you to be able to grow your business, be able to have the clients that you desire. Mm-hmm. Because that's one thing that it took time. You know, not all the clients may be the clients for you, right? So you have to just learn all of those processes. But really, if you can invest into a great coach, mm-hmm. that's the advice that I would give them. And Miss Coach Shea is a great coach.
I appreciate that. I do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely right. I think one of the major struggles that, especially getting started, we think we can figure it out on our own and mm-hmm. watch a lot of freebie stuff, which is fine.
Right.
And it's good. You still want to do that, but
right.
you also need to invest. Like you said, investing yes. In yourself through the services mm-hmm. that you may need and building your business. And,
yes.
'Cause you want to get connected to somebody who's obviously been where you want to go.
Right.
Knows the information and has a roadmap, if you will, to help you walk that journey.
Right. So true.
Moving forward. And so that's really awesome to share that. But Natasha, yes. you know, we didn't, mm-hmm. there's a few more things that we got to talk about. You are an author.
That's right. Yes. I am an author.
Two-time author. Let's be
clear. Two-time author. Well, three-time author, really.
Yeah, three times. So please tell us. Share with us about that.
Okay, so let's talk about the first book. The first book I was in was Stand Up Be Heard, Volume 2, and that was by Ms. Shea, Coach Shea, yes. and that's when I first got into just writing and learning all of that process. It's a really great book. Then the second book, after I wrote in that book, the Lord put on my heart to write my own book.
Yes.
And that's when I wrote Faith for the Mompreneur. For the Mompreneur is a book to inspire, encourage women and moms that are looking to get into being a business owner, entrepreneur, or maybe you are ready in business yeah. and you need some additional motivation and ways to go about growing your business. All of that is in there. I have my faith scriptures in here, prayers. It's really an awesome book. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten testimonials on this book too. One lady emailed me. She had been, because one of the chapters I talk about where I had two miscarriages before I had Nima. Right. And she had been trying to get pregnant and had the same situation. She read my book. Her faith was restored and renewed. As a result, she got pregnant and had the baby.
That is awesome.
Yes. I was just like, I'm crying tears of joy. Right. Replying back to her. And So just to right. hear the testimonials that people share, and then other people tell me that it's an easy book to read. It's a really great book. So that's the other book. And then the third book is the book that I was in last year, the Woman Christian CEO book compilation with 18 entrepreneur women. Amazing. And this book is also by Ms. Shea, and I've written in here. And in this book, I really do share more what it's like, what you need to be as a Christian woman CEO, some tools and resources to really help push your business even further.
Yes.
And so my Faith for the Mompreneur book is on Amazon. You can get that. And then if you would like the other two books, you can reach out to me through email and I'll get that to you as well.
Yes, we're going to share her website.
All that information.
And we also going to make sure it's on our podcast page, that you'll be able to just click on it and go to her page and get that information.
Okay.
And you know what? Thank you, Natasha, for being here.
Because
what I wanted to do is, I said, I've been showcasing, you know, business women like yourself as Women Christian CEO, who is not afraid to make money. Let's be clear.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yes. We are in faith and we believe God because he's given us the ability to create wealth. And our clients, such as Natasha, who's our guest, help women make money in their own skill. And so if you're looking for how to do that, you really want to get connected with Ms. Natasha. So before we go, Ms. Natasha, please share with us the information, how to get in contact with you.
Yes, so I have a few ways you can get in contact with me. I am on Instagram and Facebook as Medical Mompreneur, as well as Instagram and Facebook, NCM Healthcare. You can go to our website, ncmhealthcare.com, or my website, natashacmiller.com. And then I have free masterclass. You can go on the website, either one of those websites, and get that free masterclass to help you to learn how you can be able to work from home and the secrets I do share on how you can work from home. And then one last thing, I have a Facebook group for moms. So if you are interested and you've been thinking, contemplating on coming into this career path, come into our group and we'll post that information. But it's called Medical Billing Coding Careers for Moms Facebook group. And you can come in and I love to have you in there. I share great information weekly. I go live. We do interviews with other subject matter experts, business owners, come in there and share their information. So come on in. We'd love to have you.
I love it. So listen, ladies, she got two free opportunities, a master class. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is go to natashacmiller.com.
Yes.
And then also her community page, her Facebook page, that you can find her on there again. And Natasha, say that one more time.
Medical billing and coding careers for moms. And you can reach out to me if you have a hard time. I can send you an invite on Facebook if you can't pull it up. It's a private group. We want to make sure that everyone comes in comfortable. They're able to talk and share. So it's a private group just for you, for women and moms.
Awesome. So this is an opportunity for you to get connected, learn more about the industry, learn how you can become certified, learn how you can land your great job, as well as leaning towards owning your own business as well. And so, Natasha, thank you so much.
You're welcome for being our guest today. Yes, thank you for having me.
Really awesome. You are the epitome of a woman Christian CEO who is serving and building your business and helping others women do the same. So everyone, thank you once again for joining in. So until next time, be blessed.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.